Welcome. So look, you're over halfway through the course. We've been spending this first 4 weeks talking about how changing our relationship with ourselves, changing how we see the situations around us will help us to become less reactive and become more responsive. And so now we want to talk about one more part of that that's really specific, and it's starting to get even more into, you know, taking it from just our relationship to ourselves to how we interact with our kids. And so we want to talk about a way to take a moment before we just lose our mind with them. We're going to stop. And there's one question that I want to ask you to ask yourself whenever this happens. And that question is this actually an emergency? Because that's what happens. Our kid does like whatever crazy thing and we start to freak out. And we have body chemistry changes going on too. So our cortisol jumps up, that's our stress hormone. Our adrenaline jumps up, that's that fight or flight response. And so we feel like we either need to fight our kid or run away from the situation or something. And of course, fighting our kid's not really gonna help. So we need to take a moment to get out of that mindset before we keep moving on. So as an example that happened a month or two ago, so my 3-year-old has a thing about snacking in the morning. So we don't have a lock on our pantry. Maybe we should, but I don't think we can lock the way that it's designed. Anyway, so she'll get in there, she'll climb her little stool and she'll find whatever she finds and she's gonna make herself a bowl of something and eat it. Which would be fine, I guess, you know, except she always makes a mess. And so there, you know, for example, one morning we walk into the living room and there are just Cheerios like everywhere in the living room. It's just incredible how many Cheerios there are. So of course, you know, the immediate knee-jerk reaction is to freak out and be like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? There's all these Cheerios. I already have tons of laundry to do. I don't have time to vacuum this stupid, like, and just get really angry and then just have a bad day after that, right? Like, you're angry at the kid, you're angry at the situation, and you're just really hyped up and stressed out. But the trick there would be to stop, take a breath, and ask yourself, is this an emergency? And when you really stop to think about it, I mean, let's be real, like, there's always Cheerios on the floor anyways, right? You just vacuum them up, it really doesn't take that long, and then you move on with your day. You do the laundry, or you do whatever other stuff, and it's not that big a deal, but it takes some presence of mind to remember that. So it's honestly very rare that we actually find ourselves in an emergency, you know, short of like your kid running into the road in front of a car or something like that. It's almost never a thing. Even something that's really bad isn't necessarily an emergency, because acting really quick and jumping on something, you know, some sort of reaction won't necessarily help. So, take that breath, ask yourself, is it an emergency? So once you've got yourself into that calm state, then you can respond to this situation. Now, the beautiful thing, kind of, about kids is that they give you a chance to try this every day, probably multiple times a day, to notice when your kids do something to make you mad, where you want to chew them out, or, you know, whatever it is. But take that chance to stop and ask yourself, is this an emergency? Is almost certainly no. And so once you realize that the answer is no, you're going to respond to the situation instead of react. You're going to respond to your child, okay? And a lot of this stuff can happen with your kids. For when, you know, just a couple of examples, you know, your kids are squabbling over a toy and you want to jump in and chew them out and snatch a toy from kid A to give it to kid B to get kid B to stop crying. Stop. Think about what you're going to do before you jump in. You're you're trying to get your baby to go to sleep or your toddler to go to sleep or whatever age, and they just won't do it. And you're just getting so angry because you're like, oh my gosh, I just want 10 minutes to myself. This kid's never going to go to bed. I'm going to be stuck in this rocking chair forever, or, you know, whatever it is that you do. Is that an emergency? No. And of course, that 5 o'clock hour you get home from work, everyone's losing their tiny minds because they're hangry, really. You're hangry too. That's not an emergency. And you can even use this same principle for things not related to your kids. So for example, if you work outside the home, if you get negative feedback at work, a lot of times you want to flip out and either be like, oh my gosh, I have to start staying there, you know, 80 hours a week to make sure I do what they want, or oh my gosh, you know, screw this job, I'm just gonna quit. Like, stop. Is the feedback you got an emergency? Probably not. You can take some steps to respond, right? But you don't have to react. Or you have an argument with a family member or your partner, you know. Again, instead of like flipping out and yelling or making some sort of rash decision, you can stop, ask yourself, you know, my partner's mad at me right now, I'm mad at my partner, whatever. Is that an emergency? No, we can work this out. It might take a little time, but it's going to be okay. So use this principle, think about it, notice at least once a day, notice a time when you can use this principle. And we'll talk about it some in the Facebook group. Thanks, and I will see you next week.